You're listening to SBS News.
10-year-old Harry loves helping out his dad at work after school. He even runs triathlons. But he wasn't always this healthy and active. Harry was born with a teratoma, a tumour that hindered the development of his kidneys. Even though he wasn't a perfect match, his father Brendan became his donor.
It's hard, there's no doubt about that, but the feeling afterwards I guess the feeling's indescribable. It is the biggest gift you can give. It is giving life.
More than 500 people donated organs this year, and on average, each donor saved 3 lives. A new kidney was the most in-demand organ for recipients, followed by lungs, liver, heart, and pancreas. Dr. Amanda Mathers is a renal physician at the Royal North Shore Hospital. She believes a lack of awareness is still a major problem for patients in need of organs.
I don't think that people really appreciate how much of a difference it makes to other people's lives. And I think if they did, they'd probably have those conversations earlier and make sure that their families understand how they feel about transplant.
Thanks to advancements in transplant technology, most donated organs are able to be used. But there's still room for improvement. Globally, Australia ranks 17th in organ donation performance comparisons. The CEO of Donate Life, Australia's main organ donation group, Lucinda Barry, says advancements in technology and surgical skills have meant that only a small proportion of donated organs go unused for medical reasons.
I think the more that we can talk about donation in Australia and normalise organ donation, the more donors that we will have. We know that about 70% of Australians have said that they're willing to be a donor, but only about 34% have put themselves on the register.
Even though the number of donors is rising, organ donation is still considered to be an uncomfortable and even stigmatised topic in some communities. Dr. Neera Bhatia from Deakin University says boosting the number of registered donors is something that will take a cross-cultural approach. The law lecturer has focused her research on end-of-life decision-making, including organ donation and the ethical dilemmas that may arise.
We need to work with the elders in those communities, as well as the younger generation, in getting to understand what those cultural values or beliefs are, and saying, how do we dispel any myths or fears that those communities may have, including our very own Indigenous communities?
It's an important message that could prove to be a lifesaver. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.